In the late summer, with the administration aware that the evidence for an Iranian nuclear weapons program was on the verge of collapse, President Bush signed an executive order designating Iran's elite 125,000-strong Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist group, thereby establishing a new pretext for an attack on Iran. Fewer Americans are likely to accept that as a rationale for war than an Iranian nuclear weapon. The national intelligence estimate, if not ruling out the possibility of war, will at least make it more difficult to sell. Neoconservatives, the false conservatives who got us into the Iraq mess and pushed hard for war with Iran, continue to hold their positions of prominence. Why that is so is quite beyond me. Every last prediction they made about the Iraq debacle, e.g., it would be a cakewalk, the cost would be paid by oil revenues, the prospect of sectarian fighting was slim, has been resolutely falsified by events. And yet they continue to grace the pages of major American newspapers and appear regularly on cable television talk shows. Instead of being disgraced, as common sense might lead us to expect, they continue to be exalted for a wisdom they obviously do not possess. I am reminded of George Orwell's reference to the streamlined men who think in slogans and talk in bullets. Meanwhile, where is the exposure for those who favor a non-interventionist foreign policy? These individuals would have avoided the Iraq fiasco altogether. America would be trillions richer over the long term. Iraqi society would not be in shambles, and countless Americans and Iraqis alike would still be alive. Non-interventionists have been entirely vindicated, and yet they do not enjoy the places of prominence that the establishment has bestowed on those who have been consistently wrong and responsible for carnage and destruction that have destroyed our good name around the world and isolated us more than ever in our history. In fact, they are scarcely to be found at all. Although you'd never know it by reading the print media or watching television talk shows, we who support the foreign policy of the Founding Fathers hold an honored place in the history of the Republican Party and of the conservative and libertarian movements. The so-called Old Right, or Original Right, opposed big government at home and abroad and considered foreign interventionism to be the other side of the same statist coin as interventionism at home. They recognized that big government was no more honest or competent in foreign policy than it was in domestic policy. In both cases, it was the same institution with the same people operating under the same incentives. Felix Morley was one of the founders of Human Events, the oldest conservative weekly in America. In 1957, he wrote an essay called American Republic or American Empire for Modern Age, the conservative journal founded by Russell Kirk. There, Morley warned, "We are trying to make a federal republic do an imperial job without honestly confronting the fact that our traditional institutions are specifically designed to prevent centralization of power. At some time and at some point, however, this fundamental conflict between our institutions and our policies will have to be resolved." In Freedom and Federalism, Morley quoted Adolf Hitler as saying that a powerful national government may encroach considerably upon the liberty of individuals as well as of the different states and assume the responsibility for it without weakening the empire idea, if only every citizen recognizes such measures as means for making his nation greater. Morley then elaborated on what Hitler meant. In other words, the problem of empire building is essentially mystical. It must somehow foster the impression that a man is great in the degree that his nation is great, that a German as such is superior to a Belgian as such, an Englishman to an Irishman, an American to a Mexican, merely because the first-named countries are in each case more powerful than their comparatives. And people who have no individual stature whatsoever are willing to accept this poisonous nonsense because it gives them a sense of importance without the trouble of any personal effort. The phenomenon Morley describes could not be further removed from the ideas of Republican government, which have grown foreign to us after decades of military overstretch.